Okay, hope everybody had both a meaningful and relaxing Memorial Day. The next Mishnah is also a statement of Hillel. I think I mentioned how Hillel is the only figure in the first parak of Pirkei Avos who gets more than one Mishnah, which is this remarkable thing. So all the time that we spend developing his character really does seem warranted in the context of the very text of Pirkei Avos itself that gives him just more time than anybody else. So the Mishnah says, this is a very difficult Mishnah because the language is more Aramaic than it is Hebrew. So it's Negad Shema Avad Shemei. It was somebody who tries to promote self. We'll come back because that's a theme. Then ultimately this person will be lost. This person, in an attempt to aggrandize themselves, will end up sacrificing their reputation. And this doesn't even need any commentary. Just see this all over the world and the people's undoing in this kind of way. People are unable to control themselves when an opportunity either for power or for taking credit for something comes into play, and then all of a sudden it really becomes their undoing. So Hillel had that observation, number one. Delomosif Yosef, a person who doesn't try to increase in his or her Torah study, ultimately will end up losing that which they already have, or even more broadly, they'll end up kind of spiritually in retreat. And this is a kind of not as intuitive an idea, but upon reflection, so something that speaks, resounds very clearly, that a person, if they don't have an aspiration to try to develop spiritually, then inevitably what happens is that they regress. Certainly if it comes from a place of complacency, that they think that they've achieved all there is to be achieved, or they know all there is to be known. One of my students actually on the Shabbaton this past Shabbos was asking me, hey, you know, how do you balance this with the other mission of Pirkei Avos that we know about in the fourth chapter? It says, you know, who's the wealthy person? Ezehu Ashir Hasameach B'chalko. A person should be happy with what they have in life. And it's a very good question. And, you know, there's a balance, there's a kind of a dialectic there. On the one hand, we should always have a certain sense of gratitude and satisfaction, and hopefully some enjoyment in the life that we do have. And on the other hand, I guess we should always be striving to, you know, have that much more. I mean, not in the material sense, but in the spiritual sense of the term. And there's a very delicate balance there. And something that needs to be thought about a lot is how exactly do we balance hasameach b'chalko and appreciating really what we do have spiritually, and then always delomosif yosef, with an awareness that we should strive for more. So hopefully, you know, that balance can be achieved. This is now my favorite part. This is the third part of the Mishnah. Delo yalif talachayev. The previous statement was about learning, but this is about teaching. A person who doesn't teach, that person is, you know, quote unquote, liable for capital punishment. And Rashi comments on this part of the Mishnah. He says, l'chol shoel, to anybody who asks. In other words, a person who has whatever information in any discipline, but certainly if it's in Torah, and they have like a proprietary sense, like this is my information, and I have no responsibility to share this, they've missed the whole point. The whole point is to try to enrich other people and to try to, you know, have Torah's chesed, to have a Torah of sharing about oneself. So Hillel took a very strong position on this. Hillel is always the one who's, as we talked about, nochin v'aluvin, very moderate, very temperate, and yet all of a sudden, ketalachai, he'd be liable for the death penalty. But I think the one thing that got under Hillel's skin is somebody who was unwilling to share, somebody who was selfish in the way that they approached the Torah. So delo yalif ketalachayev. And the fourth and final element of the Mishnah is the ishtamesh betaga chalaf, which literally means a person who tries to use the crown of Torah, tries to sort of like maneuver his or her position based on the knowledge that they have for self-advancement, that person literally will pass away from the scene. Sort of taking you back to the beginning of the Mishnah of Negad Shema, Vad Shemei, where somebody who tries to advance themselves inappropriately will ultimately be lost. But Hillel was very sensitive to people not trying to use Torah for their own personal gain, for their own agenda, to try to advance themselves, as opposed to, clearly, the orientation of the Mishnah in service of the community, in service of the people, and never to advance or to somehow manipulate a situation to one's own advantage. You know, the sum is greater than the parts here. You begin to see like kind of a window into Hillel's soul by, you know, thinking about these statements that he made, this kind of an ethical testament that he left all of us to consider. And again, we'll continue on tomorrow night again with more of Hillel's teachings. He gets three Mishnayos in the first chapter, just itself a kind of a remarkable thing.